That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight I'm going to tell you about all this wonderful energy that's on its way. But before I do that, I do want to talk to you about support and listening and how I really never hear from anybody. I don't get too many emails from you. I hope you've been over to my YouTube channel, Embracing Spiritual Frontiers, because I am doing tarot readings and they are pretty powerful. I can't believe how powerful these readings are. And I wanted to tell you that. And you know, it takes a long time for me to get these shows together. It takes about 3 days. So I just wanted to tell you that. I also wanted to tell you they were going into a wonderful, wonderful time. We're going into Gemini energies. So let me begin by starting with Jupiter in Gemini. Jupiter goes to Gemini May 25th and goes till June 9th, 2025. Jupiter is the god of abundance in astrology. It is good to follow his path through your natal chart over a 12-year cycle, because it's a year for each sign, and you always should know where your Jupiter is in your chart. The god of thunder helps you expand your belief system so you can move easily to reach your goals and dreams. However, you must take a risk on yourself without expecting a guarantee, and Jupiter doesn't worry if people in your life will approve of your plans to go to new levels of expression. It just supports you in whatever you're trying to do. The next 12 months are all about increasing your sphere of influence through communication, social media, as well as other forms of reaching out. With an open mind and upbeat mindset, you will be able to attract a wide range of people who put a spring in your step and a joy in your heart, instead of people who drag you down. For good or for bad, you cannot expect the people in your life to go along with you. Each person must operate at their best frequency. Some people are ready to go to the next vibration frequency, but others must continue to learn where they are at now. If you do not do the people in your life a service, if you don't go to the next level that's calling you, Jupiter doesn't wait. Jupiter's not going to wait for you at all. It's just going to give the expansion, give you the opportunities, and if you don't happen to like it, it will pass you by. For example, when Jupiter moves through the seventh house of a chart, some people get married, others get divorced, when one partner is growing and the other is not. The ultimate expansion is to go beyond the physical body. So Jupiter transits are common in death charts. Gemini opens your mind to new ideas. It stimulates your curiosity to explore new options. The last time Jupiter was in Gemini was 12 years ago. And that was 2010. But in 2012 through 2013, Microsoft introduced an iPad competitor. Apple introduced a less expensive iPad. You can improve your communication skills and learn something new. Now, Gemini rules the third house. Let me tell you what the third house is all about. It's about the neighborhood, short trips, siblings, and communication, radio, television, writing. It also is about the oldest son. So you can have experiences on all those subjects when Jupiter is in Gemini. And then, of course, it depends on where it falls in your house, because that will give you extra experiences. So overall, be willing to explore ideas and activities that are out of your comfort zone. There are more possibilities for the next stage of your life than you can see right now. Be open. Also realize that sometimes you have to travel with Jupiter and Gemini. You have to go someplace else and then have your growth experience or your good luck. And this is a great time to buy that lottery ticket as well. I'll give you a couple of information on that as we go along tonight. We have the Sagittarius full moon, May 23rd. That's Thursday. Now, a lot of you have been looking at the aurora lights and the wonderful sunspots. And the one to watch is number 3663. You can follow on spaceweather.com. Again, that's spaceweather.com. We had about a week of solar flare activity of high-level energy. And you can follow this online. These flares affect the planet Earth, not only with our bodies, extra energy. It creates tiredness, aches, and pains. Plus, there was a big energy blackout in Asia during these solar flares. This activity is supplying us with the ingredients for all of our rapid ascension. So we need to welcome it in, not restrict it. Example, in April, I had difficulty sleeping and taking deep breaths, but now I can sleep through this high energy level, and my breathing has shifted with deeper normal breathing activity. This tells me I have had a shift to a higher vibration. It took about a week and a half for my body to become adjusted to the new vibration. There has been a rapid shift for me and thousands of other people who are now able to ride the waves of this rapidly moving energy in a more comfortable physical way. Remember, all of this is happening for our physical evolution. Now we're going to take a break and we're going to listen to the weekly cosmic tip. And then I'll be back with more facts for you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report. Week of May 20th through May 26th, 2024. The last weeks in May will bring in an unusual lightness. It's a perfect time to free yourself from the chains of one-way obligations. There's nothing wrong with seeking out fun and good times. Not all of life has to be serious to be worthwhile. Sharing with family and friends warms the heart. The sun enters Gemini on Monday, May 20th, and forms an exact trine to Pluto 2 days later. This brings a noticeable change in the quality of time for the rest of the month. It will be a lively and active few weeks. The fun and bright side of love can be enjoyed now. You can stop worrying about the world's problems and get out there and share and enjoy. In the United States, it's the Memorial Day weekend, and I'm sure a lot of people will be gathering, having fun, and probably doing some bargain shopping. The full moon in Sagittarius is on Wednesday, May 23rd. This brings a feeling of freedom, expansion, and a desire to travel. The full moon is jam-packed with astrological aspects to help shake off tired, stagnant routines or worn out obligation so that you can feel free of the baggage of the past. It's time to align yourself with the forces and people who really have your best interest at heart. Simultaneously, Venus joins Jupiter in the last degree of Taurus, and only hours later she enters Gemini. Now we can feel something like optimism. An unusual lightness reminds us that we can communicate with each other to solve problems. If you've been surrounded by vultures that take rather than give, this week is the time to turn that habit around. Kindness and loyalty is what is desirable. It's out there, and you can find it for yourself in the upcoming weeks. When Jupiter enters Gemini on Saturday, May 25th, it's hard not to realize that a new phase is beginning for you. There is an added energy of glamorous romance and exciting socializing. Overall, be willing to explore ideas and activities that are out of your comfort zone. There are a lot more possibilities for the next stage of your life than you can see right now, so be open. Sunday is a great time to tackle chores, but you may be exhausted by evening, so plan to turn in early. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Well, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back. And we're talking about this next week, which has many, many aspects happening. I'm going to tell you that as we go into Gemini on the 23rd, everything is going to speed up. And it's so fast right now, I can't imagine it being faster, but it's going to be. There has been a rapid shift for me and thousands of others who are now able to raise their vibration. This latter part of May will be fast, and we will have all the flexibility as well as adaptability. We have to be that. This is very Jupiter-Gemini energy. Jupiter is known as the great benefic. the energy considered to be very positive, and it normally is. It's optimistic. It brings in abundance, success, recognition, freedom, and liberation. Because Jupiter is the planet of expansion, if there is a problem in the house where Jupiter is transiting in your chart, then it will expand the problem. For example, Jupiter in the 12th house could expand a medical problem or bring one to the surface. Jupiter in the 5th house could bring you a baby daughter. And Jupiter in the 2nd house will bring you money. That's great to know. So see where it's transiting in your chart. Beginning April 20th with the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, we started a new 14-year cycle. That's so exciting. And this energy is about shattering of belief systems. Truth is coming to the light. Brilliant new ideas and inventions. At our last Jupiter-Uranus lineup in August of 2010, that was the peak of that season of solar flares. So when I wrote the book Ascension, I started it in August of 2010. After sitting at the feet of the Holy Mother, Amma, I asked her to give me a book, put it inside of me, and that I would write it with the pen written by the golden ink of angels. And I wrote Ascension. It's online. It's on Amazon.com. I'm writing another one now. I just started it. It's going to be called Heart to Heart, Soul to Soul. The solar flares and geomagnetics bring us great instability. Everything is interconnected. So this high level of solar flares and solar activity coming in, it penetrates into the inner core of the Earth as well. The expanding iron and nickel core can bring about seismic activity. In this vast universe, we have become aware that the planet Earth is a living, vast organism and a part of the great chain of being. This organic system of consciousness holds a multitude of life forms: human, animal, plants, trees, bees, birds, snails, mosses, water pools, and oceans, everything. Earth is one organic system which is self-regulating. This makes us simply a fraction, a hangnail, a part of the divine order. This thought form came in 1968. It came with a conjunction of Uranus and Jupiter in the sign of Libra. That's the sign of law, order, and balance. Last month's conjunction was in the sign of Taurus, a fixed earth sign of beauty and nature. This time, a day before the April conjunction, April 19th, some New York scholars published a New York Declaration on Animal Consciousness at NYU. The publication states that animals are sentient too, which is very positive information. Sometimes I think they are way ahead of us. I pray this knowledge will help us towards better treatment of animals. Even if it's just in that limited area, it is certainly a step forward. Recognition of animals and other living things, which is the Gaia concept, I think is a big step forward with this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. I sense a deep connection with Lemuria, which, as far as we know, was the most perfect civilization that existed on this planet. They lived in oneness. They lived with a sense of everything in harmony. You would never hurt another living thing because you'd only be hurting yourself. There is a civilization living today on the Nepal-India border, deep in the Himalayas, very difficult to get to. that would be the same as the Lemuria civilization. They worship the Buddha religion. That mirrors Lemuria. By our standards, they are very poor, but spiritually, they are very rich, who actually live in oneness. Ancient Lemuria was believed to have disappeared with ancient floods because the Hawaiian Islands are being the top of the civilization. Ancient Lemuria is still here on the planet, but the human race has fallen from love. We've fallen from the frequency of the ancient Lemuria people. We as a humanity have to raise our frequency sufficiently to get back to that love vibration. That's when the land masses of Lemuria will reappear. It's an exciting time for us to look forward to. There's a book that describes that civilization I talked to you about in Nepal and India. It's called The Unknown Life of Jesus Christ by Novich Nicholas. And it's on Amazon.com. It is a fascinating book. It describes how you have to get there. I'll tell you who else wrote about that civilization. A man by the name of Paramahansa Yogananda-ji in the book, The Autobiography of a Yoga. That's mentioned in there too. So maybe if you want to follow up on it, you could get those two books. Mercury squared Pluto on Friday, May 17th. That has the potential of lies being unveiled, as well as some deep truths coming to the surface. Aquarius is the sign of deep truths, while Mercury goes digging. Think of what's happening in politics. Look at Trump and Trudeau, as well as Prince Harry and his charities. Saturday, May 18th, we had a quadruple conjunction, Mercury, Jupiter, and Venus, Uranus in Taurus. New opportunities, new possibilities, future visions, seeing the world in a bigger way, seeing the world with new eyes, things you have not been able to see before. Facts, information are coming and forming in you a new perspective that's expansive, coming from a higher consciousness, expanding your consciousness. See where 23 degrees Taurus falls in your chart. If it's in the fifth or the seventh house, it could bring in a new long-term relationship from out of the blue. If you're in a relationship, one you could have an urge to, for independence, freedom, and variety, or it could bring you closer together and it could deepen the love between you. It all depends on what your vibration tells you. These four planets are in Taurus, and Uranus in Taurus is related to this theme. There could be some digital currency development at this time. There is a big push for centralized digital currency. But remember that with Aquarius, the long-term goal is decentralized, not centralized, not controlled. Be aware of that. Even though the hanging on is pushing for centralization. Although control will still appear this year because we still have some Capricorn energy to work through, where we are headed with Pluto in Aquarius is decentralization. Also, micro digital currencies will appear. Tonight, May 19th, we have Mars conjunct the North Node, which expands the meaning of the planet. Mars is a warrior, is the god of war. So let us light workers try to integrate that aspect energy in a positive way. This can be expressed in an impulsive, reactive way, in a warlike way, or if we get enough of us together in the collective, we can direct this energy to initiating new projects, going solo, being a pioneer, starting something new. And that will use the energy in a positive way, so it doesn't have to manifest in a dramatic, negative way. Let's work on it. Get your grooves together and start meditating. That's the best thing you can do. Now, the asteroid Sedna just moved into Gemini in April and will be there till 2067. It conjuncts the Sun and Jupiter this week and will give us a glimpse of how it will manifest this next 40 years. I think we're headed for a new species of human, a true metamorphosis. The more strands will be activated in our DNA, if this hasn't happened already. We have 12 strands of DNA and only use 2. Like our brain, we only use about 25% of our brain. But something is happening here, and we are experiencing these new energies and ascension. This is part of ascension. This is what ascension is all about. Also, Jupiter's conjunction with Sedna on May 27th will give us a glimpse of what will happen in 25 and 26. I renamed our human race Homo Galactius. Let's see where that goes. That's when Uranus moves into Gemini 2025 and comes to conjunct Sedna in 2026. We will be looking at that while we move along the timeline with this show. Let's find out along the next few weeks. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to take our half hour break, and I'll be back with more information. I'm finding this information coming in so fabulous, so new, and so wonderful. So Homo Galactius. We'll be back after these messages.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Thank you.
And that was William Vitalis with First Love Story. And that's a poem by Rumi that a lot of people love Rumi. I thought you would enjoy it tonight because we really need more love on this planet. Well, let's look more at the full moon that's coming on Thursday the 23rd. The sun, Jupiter, and the moon come together on Thursday. Jupiter being the ruler of Sagittarius. And this full moon is in Sagittarius. What a lucky week lies ahead for all of us. This should be especially good for the stock market and for buying your one lottery ticket. Jupiter rules the day and is very expansive throughout the rest of May into early June. We're going to have this luck energy, expansion, visionary, surprises, looking forward to our future. It's about truth. Sag is a sign connected to the law, and the other sign being Libra. But Sag is also connected to spiritual law and spiritual growth. It rules the ninth house. We will see some legal developments connected to the light as the moon shines the light on the truth. It's about wisdom, about seeing the big picture, the long-term aspects about your belief system. With the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, the energy can absolutely shatter belief systems as the truth comes to light. How can our belief system, what we hold to be true in the world, hold up? The answer, as the light shines, may well be not very much. This is very much about finding meaning in your life. Increasingly, people will realize that currency, their wealth in their life, isn't just about their bank account. It's about how much meaning do I have in my life? How much wisdom do I have? Not just brains, but wisdom of the heart. This is all related to Jupiter in Sagittarius. What a change this is going to be, let me tell you. The energy is very much about expansion of consciousness and the collective individual, seeing through eyes that we couldn't see before. Sagittarius, of all signs, is linked to joy, being really joyful. Now, you may think, how dare we be joyful with the war, the poverty, the border, the homeless, the misery? How dare we have a day of joy? Actually, if we're living in suffering, we are not serving ourselves. We are not serving the people on the ground. We are not helping the people in the war zones. And we would be lowering the frequency of the collective. We are not helping anything. In fact, we are making things worse. We are adding fuel to the negativity and the lowering of the frequency of the collective. If more and more of us can live in joy, we are raising the frequency of the collective so that we are helping to create a future where war is not possible. I feel very strong about this energy. And I use my psychic gifts, my writing, and astrology to help all of us raise our consciousness, to get all of us into a place where war is unthinkable. Like the lost civilization of Lemuria, it's unthinkable to kill another human being, and they would only kill animals for food, never for sport. The level of consciousness was so high, and that's where we need to get to. And I don't believe that's too far away. It's coming faster than a speeding bullet. Actually, we have some beautiful energy these next few weeks. We have a blessed conjunction with Venus and Jupiter. So see where 29 degrees Taurus falls in your chart. because this energy can bring success, luck, and abundance for you in that area of life. Also, feelings of love for the earth in a big way. These planets conjunct Sidon, and that's the code of the big sea, a metamorphosis. I think we will be seeing so much coming out of the ocean and seas, land masses, ancient temples and buildings, new life forms of algae for processing medicines and healing. And that fits with Saturn and Pisces as well. Big contributions to humankind is coming from the deep sea. For you astrologers out there, we have Neptune sextile Jupiter and Venus. So yes, whenever you have Jupiter aspecting Neptune, remember that Jupiter was the ancient ruler of Pisces, and Neptune is the modern ruler of Pisces, and is now at Pisces at 29 degrees. Critical. This brings in mysticism, another spiritual dimension that comes into the mix. And it's really, really beautiful when you think about it. When you think about all the healing that's going to occur and all the new discoveries. This creates divine intervention, along with a powerful energy of love. Love of the earth added along with the finger of God. That's another aspect that is so rare. I don't think we have it more than every 60 or 80 years. I forget which one. Love of the earth added along with the finger of God, which is destiny. Much of this energy is about creation, ascension, regeneration, new foods from the wastelands, deserts, and bayou, from the sea. There is so much here, so much promise as we begin this new age of Aquarius, this new era. Expect to see a quantum jump in your life, a jump in creation. This time signals a jump in evolution. This is what the astrologer, the finger of God is signaling, the astrological aspect, the finger of God. It's fate. As Telesavalas would say, I hope some of you remember him, it's karma, baby. This energy lasts all the rest of this year and all through 2025. The finger of God aspect, which is amazing and beautiful. It's going to create so much good. Other things to note with this full Sagittarian moon. Uranus is entwined with the asteroid Ceres, which links harvests and grain. Farming has been under siege by the governments at the moment in the U.S., the U.K., Europe, by weather and regulation. Farming is being hammered, and the farmers are protesting in big chunks of the world. I fully support the farmers. No farmers, no food. It's that simple. The protests about farming and food production will continue, but we will be seeing innovation, some new forms of food production, as I alluded to before, some entirely organic Taurus, new ways of producing food for us. This is exciting because it's not just This is exciting because it's not just the engineering of food. It's something we can feel good about. And we're not going to be eating bugs and beetles. Factory-based food will not work very well with our new energy systems. When I do my weekly stargazing report, I often like to look at the Sabian symbols, because like the runes and the oracles, they are very poetic and quite accurate. These symbols tell us what a specific degree is about. and they were channeled by a psychic medium called Elsie Wheeler in the 1920s. You need to round off the point to the next degree and then read that Sabian symbol. So we're at 29.50 degree of Taurus, and you would read 1 degree of Gemini. That symbol reads, a glass boat in the water, which can be a glass boat in still waters, which can be interpreted as uncovering a new dimension of life. How true is that? Looking through the looking glass into the water depths, what do you see? This symbol certainly supports my message tonight. Looking ahead in May, we have Mars conjuncting the degree of the April solar eclipse, which was at 19 degrees Aries. We have that on May 25th and May 26th, and it's going to reactivate that point. Whatever new beginning or new idea you had back in April, this energy can take you up to the next step or the next level of whatever that's about. For example, if you decided to buy a house and you applied for a mortgage, it could be coming through on those dates. At the same time, Jupiter moves into Gemini. That is a reliable 12-year cycle, and it spends a year in each sign. And this is particularly beneficial to anyone with sun, moon, or ascendant in Gemini. Go back 12 years, 2010, to that area of your chart where Jupiter was, and see what happened with you then. It was some sort of expansion or growth, liberation or recognition, freedom, maybe a big family event, a big trip, whatever. You'll get a repeat of whatever happened the last time around. This energy will also give us a glimpse of what will happen when Uranus enters Gemini in 2025. What Jupiter in Gemini will do for sure is expand the amount of information, new facts coming at us. I think we're saturated with information now, but just wait. We will be overwhelmed with the amount. Lots more activity on the social media, more social media platforms, channels, much more possibility, and new choices are coming at us. Gemini is a sign of choice, another way that Jupiter is highlighted. I will be giving a lot of talks about Gemini in the next few weeks because we're moving through the sign of Gemini, and so my programs will certainly address that. As I always say, keep dropping into stillness. Gemini is mutable, and the chances of scattering your energy is quite high. Gemini is very creative. When you shine a light through a prism, the light splits. It can look like 4 or 5 different areas and make all kinds of connections. That's scattering the energies in a way. Gemini is very good at creativity in several kinds of modalities, and it can simply drain you. It's not good with sitting still and going within, not Gemini. It takes you, your energy outside to be externally used. It's communication, it's travel. And with all of this new information coming in that's so exciting, we may forget that our true power is internal. We need to keep that strong sense of sovereignty, our center, our inner authority. So keep coming back. Keep getting still. Keep getting quiet. 2 or 3 times a day, especially when Jupiter is in Gemini. It's a super creative time. So many developments in technology. In June, Jupiter will be trining Pluto in Aquarius, and we are going to see huge jumps in technology of all kinds, natural healing, medicine, engineering, aviation, flight in particular, especially space flight. Like one person, I heard that we've discovered how to do this, by the way. One person flying car that can carry one piece of luggage. You have to be trained in a simulator. And that's going to be a jump in transportation. Try to remember the laws of coherence over this coming year. Things are going to be moving so fast, just like this radio program. It's moving fast tonight. The outer planets are moving out of the water Earth energy, which was slow and stuck, into the air fire energy, which is fast and furious. So I know of a poem that I used to read back in high school, but I can't remember who wrote it. I can give you a little bit of it. Come to the edge, she said. We can't. We're afraid. Come to the edge, the teacher said. We can't. We'll fall. Come to the edge. And so they did. And she pushed them, and they flew. And we lightworkers are going to fly, too. So whatever it says on the nightly news, just shut it down. As we come together, we will create a loving, abundant, beautiful world, a compassionate oneness for humanity. We are all moving forward. We are all ascending. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of the show tonight. We're going to finish with Barbara Streisand singing A Quiet Thing. William will do Moonlight, we'll have the meditation, and Richard will finish by playing Entering the Unknown. Really listen to that, because he uses a lot of keys that will help raise your vibration. I loved getting this show together tonight, and we're going into a Memorial Day weekend next weekend. I hope that everybody will remember our loved ones that have passed over. I'll be seeing you probably the first weekend in June, because I'm on the road this next week. If I can record a show before then, I will. Otherwise, we'll have a repeat. Know that I love you. Know that I'm with you. Let's get in that car and fly together. I'm excited. Take care. I'll see you next time, and good night.
When it all comes true, just the way you planned, it's funny. But the bells don't ring. It's a quiet thing. When you hold the world in your trembling hand, you'd think you'd hear a choir sing. But it's a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks. Where's the roaring of the the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. Just as long as he comes along, but not with trumpets or lightning flashing or shining armor. He may be daring, he may be dashing, or maybe he's a farmer. Another day, he has lots of hills to climb, and a hero doesn't come till the nick of time. Don't look for trumpets or whistles tooting to guarantee him. There won't be trumpets, but sure as shooting, you'll know him. You turn and we suddenly there. He wants me trumpets. There are no trumpets. Who needs
carry me on your beams tonight.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath. Get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit, or the Chi, or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up.
And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.